I don't know for sure if I've caught the drift of what you were saying. But if you are using tape, and when you, most of the time tape is on a dispenser when you can cut it off, or if it's not and you tear it or cut it with a scissors or whatever you do, if you take, hold your finger on each side of the tape and roll it back, and it makes, you can make a fold in it right there, and it will keep the end of the tape where you can always find it, rather than letting it flop back on the roll and making it hard to find, because it is hard as heck to find. So, in other words, cut the end off, but hold on to the tape up by the roll, and take it and roll it, fold it over right there at the edge, so you've got a small crease there, and then it, let it lay down on the roll, and it will make a piece that hangs off the roll where you can always grab the tape. Wrapping gifts, for me, I like to wrap gifts. You know, it's kind of fun because to make things straight, make them even, has always been something I kind of do. I like to make things even. That's why I don't like folding laundry, because I spend so much time trying to make things even when it's not necessary. But I'm a slow laundry folder, and that's the reason why. You know, you try to fold a pair of underwear and you try to get everything even, sometimes it's kind of hard. I don't know if you've ever folded men's under drawers, but yeah, it's a little complicated, you know. But anyway, just wanted to give you a little insight on the tape issue. And you know, if you get a chance to wrap some gifts, have somebody help you cut the paper and you fold it around the gift and make the ends even and fold it over and get a sighted person there that can tell you if it looks good or not. And one thing that makes it look good is the paper that you fold over rather than taping. You know, like when you you first put the paper on the gift and then you tape that off, and then you fold the other paper over, and you got a choice there to either lay it straight on the gift or fold it and make a crease there. I choose to make a crease. In the past, somebody has told me, and I'm a little old feller, 57 years old, so somebody probably told me a long time ago, I don't remember who it was, that it looks better that way. So I always do that, even on the ends of the box, you know, instead of flapping the paper over, I'll make a fold where the paper's even when I turn it over, you know, when I fold it on the ends, instead of having those jagged edges hanging out. Anyway, young lady, I hope that was somewhat helpful to you. Didn't mean to ramble so much. Take care. Pause recording. Button.